This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the Cass County Conservation and Cass County Extension program that they kind of join forces during the summer months to provide some fun summer day camps. And they have a good combination of summer day camps coming up this year for youngsters. Katie Bateman is the Cass County Youth Coordinator. She's in with us here this morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
It's been a while since we visited.
I know, but there's always something going on.
And the darn thing is you were telling me that as you were coming out here, that there's all kinds of activity going on right now with County Fair, and we don't even think about that this
right.
time of the year.
Oh, yeah. We're busy prepping on the backside of County Fair and getting ready for shows and exhibits and making entries and IDing animals. There's so much behind the scenes that goes into 1 week of fair.
You mean it doesn't just happen organically?
I wish.
Wouldn't that be nice? Well, the summer day camps don't happen organically either.
No.
They take a lot of effort, some volunteers, and some good cooperation. You folks, along with the Cass County Conservation Board, have been able to put together some pretty good programs over the years.
Yeah, I'm really excited about these, especially this year. So Extension and Conservation have been partnering to do summer and winter day camps. I mean, I went through them when I was a 4-H or when I was in kindergarten. So quite a few years that we've had this partnership, and it's just kind of built and grown into the wonderful thing that it is today. So we try and do topics around Iowa. So Laura Canning, the naturalist, brings in her expertise with, you know, those nature topics and going on hikes in every camp. And then I bring the STEM feature and that kind of curriculum that we have with Iowa 4-H.
Well, and most of the activity is going to happen in June. There's one in July.
Yes.
But for the most part, it's going to be early here in the summer. So I assume registrations for these are probably happening now.
Yes. My kindergarten and first grade camps are almost full. So those are half days. They're free thanks to support from our Cass County Extension Council and the Cass County Conservation Board, just kind of providing the supplies and everything for those half days. But otherwise, they are $10 for our camps. And, yep, they'll be... I like to get registrations at least a week in advance. So our Atlantic K-1 camps on June 15th are almost filling up. And then we have one of those K-1 camps in Lewis on June 16th that still has some room in it. And that topic this year is creepy crawlies in the garden. So looking at what worms and squirms are in there and bugs and how things all work together in the garden.
But in the garden, what about on my phone, Katie? Because that's what everybody stares at all the time.
No.
Is the point to leave the phone alone and go do something in the garden?
Absolutely, yes. Getting outside, disconnect from it, and enjoy the great outdoors. So we do these camps either at Sunnyside Park in Atlantic. We are adding this year, we're going to Schilberg Recreation Area to do our water camp in Atlantic this year, and at Cold Springs campground as well. So getting out in nature.
Very good. All right. Well, now you mentioned the K through first graders. That one's mostly full.
Yes.
You got the couple of dates in Atlantic, and then you've got the one in Lewis. Is it the same for all of those, or will they all be a little different?
Yeah, each one of those will be the same. So all of our K-1 camps are the same, and then each of our grade level camps are the same. So you just need to pick one of those sessions that works best for you, time or location. You don't need to come to both. It will be the same stuff. The kids will be bored of it by the second or third time of it.
Probably. All right. So we got the creepy crawlies for the youngsters. Now, the second and third graders, they're not crawling around. This says things that fly. What's that about?
We're going to look at all things that fly. So we're kind of taking two camps that we used to do and combining them into one. So we're going to look at the nature side, from birds and critters to planes and rockets. So we'll be blasting off. We'll be making some rockets and blasting them off at the end of the day. So
that's quite a range.
It is. We're just doing it all. You got to stay busy. There's no time just to relax and look at one thing.
I mean, how do you really go about combining birds, planes, and rockets?
Yeah. We find a way.
You find a way. You're not giving up all your secrets.
No, you got to come to camp and find out.
All right, very good. Well, now you've got two sessions there, one in Lewis on June 18th, another one in Atlantic on June 22nd, and these are all-day camps.
Yeah. Bring your own lunch, and I'll provide the snacks and the games and activities.
Okay.
And crafts. So.
All right. Lots of good stuff there.
Yeah.
Now, you kind of touched on that you're going to head over to the Schilberg Recreation Area for some of the water activities, at least the one here in Atlantic.
Yes.
This is for fourth and fifth graders. Tell us what they'll explore there.
So we'll, of course, look at the water table and kind of how water moves in nature, but then we'll also turn it over a little bit and talk about how to have fun with water, how water moves stuff, how things float in water, and how we can transport water easier. So sometimes we've used water balloons to transport water.
That's fun.
It is fun. This one that I like to get a little, have a little fun with the kids. We play some water balloon water games at the end of camp too. So warning, your kids may go home wet from this camp, but
soak them before they sit in
the
car.
That's right.
Awesome. You should know better. You have children now. Well, that's again June 25th in Lewis and June 26th in Atlantic. And I assume the Lewis one will be at Cold Springs.
Yep.
And the Atlantic one at the Schulberg Recreation Area. So now will folks just meet up at those locations then?
Yep, it'll be drop-off at that day, and we'll be hanging out in that area all day long.
Okay, and that's also a 9 to 4. That's an all-day deal. Okay, very good. Now, when we get to the 6th through the 8th graders, you've got something a little different there.
Yeah, so this is our outdoor adventure, and this year we're talking about forestry. So it's in Lewis, but if you need busing, since we only have one session of this, if you live in Atlantic or the other side of the county, if you need a bus to get to Lewis, we'll pick you up at the extension office and head over there. And it'll be still be from 9 to 4 on July 10th. And so we talk about trees, outdoor skills. We'll do some geocaching. Laura will help us cook over a Dutch oven, over a campfire. So this is a fun day exploring in nature.
Now, this one says lunch is provided. The other ones, you're asking them to bring a snack with them. But this is lunch provided. Is that going to be the Dutch oven part?
That's the Dutch oven. We make our own lunch. So, I don't know. Any suggestions? We've done pizza. We've done fish tacos in the past. Chicken. What do you like?
Yes, yes, and yes. I don't think I'd turn any of that down, actually.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And you need supplies for these. It's just $10 a camper. Yeah. That seems hard to believe that you could really do all this for just that little bit of money.
We have great support and great funders through our Extension Council, through Iowa 4-H, and the Conservation Board to throw in some support and help make ends meet there.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of, takes some friends to be able to do that. Now, tell me a little bit more about how you come up with these different topics and things each year. Do you and Laura sit down and kind of brainstorm a little bit to come up with things? Do you have some set different ideas that kind of rotate through the years? How's that work?
Yeah, so we have a set 3-year curriculum is what we used to have. We recently changed in the past 2 years now. I think this is the second year that we're going from a 3-year rotation to a 2-year rotation. So we cut down the age ranges a little bit. And so we're just going to go 2 camp cycles and every other one with them for each of those age ranges. So it makes it a little bit easier, a little bit easier to remember what we did the year before versus what was that we did 3 years ago. Oh, that's hard. So we have both have expertise in these different areas, and we have a handful of topics that we can combine on and get some good content out to kids.
Sure. Okay, well, very good. Well, and I know that's like the kindergarten and first grade camp that you mentioned, they're kind of filled up. There's a few spots left. You do have limits to each of these camps.
I do.
So it's best to register early, right?
Yes. Register soon. Register now. So the registration is on our website, Cass County Extension. It's on just if you click the 4-H and Youth tab. It's an online registration, Google form. So we sent flyers home with the schools. There's some at the libraries. Of course, if you stop at our offices, you can get them as well.
Mm-hmm. And if you get the information, there's a QR code there to make it real easy for you if you're familiar with how that works. But you've also got the old-fashioned stuff on there, like telephone numbers
That's
and email addresses and what have you. Just reach out some way to do that, to get the kids on the list. Otherwise, they might miss out.
Right.
I assume these are all pretty popular. And we should also mention, too, that when we say kindergarten through first graders, they've just finished those grades, right?
Yes. The ones that they, I guess, just got done with here in the last week or so.
Okay. Very good. So get on that here pretty quick if you want to be a part of those different things. And these are all very much age appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just
that's
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Iowa 4-H is all about ages and stages. So the curriculum that I'm using is appropriate for those age ranges. And that's why we've kind of shortened it down to be fourth and fifth graders versus kinders and third graders have a more diverse ability of what they can do and how long it takes them to do tasks. So, I am very mindful of ages and stages developmentally. Yeah.
And these truly are drop-off events. It's really not necessary for mom and dad to hang around.
Nope. These are for your kids to go and explore. If they've never done a camp before, this is a great opportunity to introduce them to. I have a lot of first-time campers. It's not an overnight. I'm not taking your kids overnight. I'm only doing daycare for the day. So, come drop off and pick them up at 4.
Now, this is, again, through Cass County Extension and the Conservation Board. Mm-hmm. Now, since Extension is involved and you're involved in 4-H, do you have to be a 4-H'er to do this?
You do not. Anyone and everyone is welcome. I do have a medical release form, just a quick little thing, so I know, your allergies. And if something were to happen to you, who to reach out to. So there's that. But anyone is welcome. You don't even have to be Cass County. We have some Audubon County kids come every so often as well. So bring your friends.
It might be a gateway to 4-H for some of these youngsters too. They might enjoy this so much they decide these are the kind of things we do in 4-H. We want more.
That's right. 4-H is way more than just county fair. So I will put a few 4-H information flyers in the goodies that go home with kids. If you're interested in learning more, of course, always reach out. But all of these topics that we're talking about are 4-H project areas. So kids are working on 4-H through these day camps all year long.
Okay, very good. And in some cases, it gives them an opportunity to explore some areas they might not get to, like Cold Springs or some of those different areas they might not frequent quite so much. So, opportunity to get outside and enjoy and maybe learn a few things in the summer.
I know.
Scary. Teaching
it's
them in the
weird.
Summer. I thought summer was supposed to be free from teachers. You're always learning. Very
That's
good.
Right.
Katie, thanks for coming by. Good luck with those camps.
Thank you so much.